Mishnah Gimel. I want one more ha'ara on the Mishnah. It says, Shnayim Shiyosh Meimineim Devei Torah. I should limit to one more, because it will say more. Yeah. Tonight, one more ha'ara. It says, Shnayim Shiyosh Meimineim Devei Torah Zemayish Loitzim. But Shnayim Shiyoshven Meimineim Neim Devei Torah Shchina Shurim Meneim. So I would like to say as follows. We spoke yesterday a diyuk yesh beinayim devar Torah. There's a between them. So we spoke that it comes out me'elav. Yesh beinayim means it comes out beinayim. There's another diyuk where it says two people sitting. V'yesh beinayim devar Torah. So the simple diyuk we like vayto yesh beinayim. It doesn't say shnayim sheyoshim va'iskim Torah. Shnayim sheyoshim and is beinayim devar Torah. The shchin is shoyu beinayim. Is the pashuk shat that they're not sitting to learn. If they're sitting to learn, you don't say there's Yeshvin v'yesh b'neim. The Torah we said yesterday, yesh b'neim implies they're sitting down, and Torah comes out, v'meila. So we're going here, two people are stam sitting down. Shmuzin. But there's yesh b'neim and Torah, the Shechina Shri b'neim. Is the Mishnah saying the following Chiddush? The Mishnah is saying, some medayker in the Pasuk, but the Mishnah is saying the following Chiddush. That if two people are sitting down, if you just would add a little kedusha, two people are doing something, they're going somewhere anyway. They say a dvar Torah, it changes the whole complexion of the trip. Two guys are going to a place at dvar shuslam zogim. They have to go to the DMV. If a dvar Torah was said, something Torahdik was said, it elevates the whole matziv. Shechina shui b'neim. It goes from, without the Torah, it was a maisha leitzim. What it have already, what value? And you add it to Ruchni, it's misal of the whole event. All of a sudden, Shechina Shri B'Neim. Shechina Shri B'Neim is a pshat to the other things they also do. The Shechina is with them already. It's a different going. I encourage Bachar, a Mola guy is going to play ball, he needs a break. So certainly, it's not a bad zach, it's a break. He's going to do something anyway. Here, Lahabdal, here the Mishnah is to my Yesh B'Neim Divrei Torah, I'm not Sushtan Divrei Torah. If the Pshat is, the guy's going anyway, if the Pshat is, he schleps along a guy. He brings along some fellow who could use the Chizuk. You're going anyway, I'm not to ease any guilt. If it's used to ease guilt, like every good thing, it could be, I'm not talking about ease guilt. You're going anyway, you made a decision, you should go play ball, go play ball. You're going anyway, you bring along a guy who could use the Chizuk. You tell a guy to come along who can use that chizuk, and it elevates the whole maimed. The Mishnah is saying that two people are being yoshe, they're sitting. They add the very Torah, and all of a sudden it's the Shechina is with them. All of a sudden it's the Rabbanu Shalom and them too. All of a sudden the whole, this would have been a Dvar Rishus, it would have been a Sawat event. All of a sudden they say a Dvar Torah, the whole maimed is a different maimed, Shechina Shri B'Neim. That's what the Mishnah is saying. That this is, and without, when it only had the Rebbeinu was no Dvar Torah, no B'Neim Dvar Torah, nothing's this Chadish, there's no Torah thing that comes out. It's a Mishnah Leitz, Mestamalates on us. It's bereft of any Kedusha, bereft of the Rebbeinu Shalom. This is the Kuda to constrain our lives, to add the Rebbeinu Shalom into things. Rav Avigdor Miller was once sitting by a Chanukah Masiv in his family. And they're all sitting around, and in the middle of Rav Avigdor Miller shried out, "Is anybody here thinking about Hashem?" He called out to Balaam. You say it's by Tyre, you say your thought, it adds so much to the Maimed. It changes the Maimed. A group of friends get together. They say, "You're nice, it's Dvar Rishus." So it can be a Dvar Mitzvah, there's no Dvar Rishus in the world. See, the right thing or the wrong thing. It was a Dvar Mitzvah. Hashem was somebody who's asked that. If I was a Dvar Mitzvah, she said, "What?" But the Maisa, you could add so much to the event. Say a Dvar Torah, change. The Shechina Shruben, say a Dvar Torah, add something of note to this event. The guy's going to play Volosk, Hashem had time. What do you say? You have to add that. As long as you have to add that, he's allowed to go play wolf. That was his decision, Kenzan Dvar Mitzvah. He either is supposed to or not supposed to. He's supposed to be saved, but it's shame. You could do certain things that just add. It just adds so much. I'm sushtelling me here. Certainly, Lahavdil. The person that adds Dvar, Yesh B'Neim Dvar Torah, it's just Shechina Shri B'Neim. All of a sudden, this whole Maimid, which is before Mesaydi, he had a Rishus to do it. Very nice. But Dvar Torah, there was something special. Yesh B'Neim Dvar Torah, it changes the whole Maimid. We have to learn to do this to all our mamadim, to all our doings. A guy at a business, shtetl for a business meeting, two guys are meeting for a business deal, they start the whole business deal with a Dvar Torah. Guys, you know, fully handle it. He says a Dvar Torah. All of a sudden, the Shekhin is there. All of a sudden, the Shekhin is there. All of a sudden, this business deal, the Rebbeinu Shem sits through the business deal also. It's a different maimed. You just changed the whole maimed. You see an old friend you want to go eat out with. How about you giving him a chizik? It's a good zach. It's a mitzvah alone. Say it by Torah. Make it a Torah to gazach. Yish b'neim to be Torah. Focus something in. Focus in on a point in Musar or Ha'ar you've heard. Something. All of a sudden the Shekhin is b'neim. It's a different coming together. It's a very shut of fear. Something I think is something that we could be mechazik in. Something a very practical zach our whole lives. To add it by Torah to everything we do. And I'm so telling is to add Kedusha. Put Kedusha in things we do. A family trip. That alone has Kedusha. But the family trip has Kedusha. He's taking the kid's wife. He's doing something with his mishpacha. Why is he doing? Because he wants his kid to be tzaddik when they grow older. So he wants them to have a happy childhood. So they'll be better people when they grow older. So it has Kedusha. It's single. The little kids, it's very Torah. It's shayach to that. It put in a Torah tape that there's so many good stuff for the kid. It's something that makes it. Bring the Shekhinah on the trip also. Bring the Shekhinah on the trip also. Sing a Zemer. Don't be wrong. Kids like that. They won't think you're weird. Only adults that train them, they have it from you. They won't even think you're weird. Sing a Zemir with the kid. Why shouldn't the Rebbeinu Shem come on the trip? When the Rebbeinu Shem comes along, it's a better trip. It's a much better trip. It's a more geschmack trip. It's the Rebbeinu Shem part of the trip, the Rebbeinu Shem, it's a much better trip when the Rebbeinu Shem's along. It's better. All the whole shiur, the Shekhinah Shri B'Neim, is remember we were dying yesterday, it's part of the Schar. This whole yeshiva that the Shekhinah is there, it helps your business deal also. Get the Shekhinah involved. Get him, invite him in. How do you invite him to say it by a Torah? Make the Maimon a Torah event. You're going to do something, make it Torah. Do something Torah that adds, make it a Shekhinah event. Say it, we'll stop here.